Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's been a week, I guess you could say.
A week? It's been a pretty fast week.
It has been a fast week. All the weeks are flying by.
Listen to some hardcore metal.
Yeah, he listens to metal. And then when we get back in the truck from the gym, it's like, rah, 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 rah. Like, we get back and I'm like, whoa. I listen to like EDM, or I just have my
I'll mix it up. I'll do like a rap day, EDM day. But yeah.
I like your rap days because I like rap too. But yeah. The metal is a bit much for me. Friends, welcome back to Acting My Age with me, Rohini Elise, and Sage Robinson.
You gave away my first or last middle name.
Middle name.
One of those.
Sage Robinson. It's nice.
Yeah.
Sage Robinson Mock.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
I'm back.
He's back.
Didn't you miss me?
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
Probably not.
No, they did. Last time I was all nervous about the episode. I thought it was going to be so bad. I kept saying like how bad it was. And then I got a bunch of DMs saying, like, girl, we actually liked it. Like, you guys were funny. So I just need to stop selling myself short, I guess, or doubting myself or whatever. Doubting us in our
amazing conversation.
Yeah, our superb sense of humor. You're on your phone already? Seriously?
My mom's trying to get a new puppy, so.
Oh, okay. I guess that's a good excuse. Yeah, so we're just going to be talking, hanging out this whole episode, shooting the shit. And I asked for you guys to send in a few questions on the podcast Instagram, so we'll be answering a few of those. You guys sent in some like different ones, which is nice because I feel like a lot of the questions are kind of similar, like, do you guys want kids? How did you meet? Like those kind of things. So, yeah. Anywho, that's the episode. Thanks for tuning in.
Cue the music.
So I wanted to address a review I got on my podcast page. I really appreciated this message that she shared, and I wanted to respond from the most respectful, open-hearted place that I can. And I just first want to say that I absolutely understand how what I've said in the past on past podcast episode and my YouTube video could be interpreted the way that it was. So I'll just read what she had to say. So the review says, disappointed former fan. And she says, I've been a fan of Rohini on YouTube for a long time. I loved her aesthetic. I loved how relaxing and fun all of her videos were. I loved following her along as she moved from Brooklyn cool girl to cottagecore Seattleite. But her podcast about social media left me really disappointed. I think she has good intentions, but as a person of color, I felt really alienated when she said that the division in our society is a result of people on social media not respecting all opinions and then shouted out and Islamophobic, xenophobic, anti-feminist, far-right author's book. Here's the thing. I can't respect all opinions because quite a few people are of the opinion that I'm subhuman because I'm brown. Plenty of people have the opinion that my family doesn't deserve the same rights as a family like Rohini's because we celebrate Eid and because, I hope I said that right, and because my mom has an accent and because my brothers have the audacity of having Arabic names. But Rohini doesn't budget an extra hour when she goes to airport so that she can still catch her flight if she gets randomly searched. Rohini doesn't watch people insult her mom for having an accent when she speaks English. Rohini wasn't told at a young age that people might hate her because of what she looks like and because of where she's from. It takes immense privilege to be able to respect all opinions without compromising your own well-being, and I'm really disappointed that Rohini hasn't clued into that already. I don't think I would have posted this review if she hadn't echoed a similar statement in her YouTube videos and ended up muting the comments when people began gently saying the same things that I've said. So I just wanted to thank her for sending that in. Her name's not on here, but I definitely, it's obviously very upsetting to read, and I just wanted to read something that I wrote out. So I said, my intention with encouraging my listeners to have an open mind and to try and see where someone is coming from, regardless of their opinion, was to try and spread peace online within the communities that I see, basically on social media, every single day. I did not mean if someone is being racist or sexist or hateful to you, that you should just accept it and have compassion for them and invite them into your life or anything like that. Obviously, like she said, there are people who have the fucked up notion that she's subhuman because she's brown, which is a terrible, terrible thing to think. And I didn't mean that, oh, you know what, let's have compassion for them. Like, obviously that's terrible. Yeah, so that's not what I meant at all. I feel that my suggestion was taken to an extreme. I truly meant it as a lighthearted suggestion for my followers. If they find themselves in a discussion about politics, like say with one of their family members, to maybe try and listen to what they have to say, and rather than overpower them or belittle them, to figure out why they believe the things they do and ask questions and have more of a conversation. I hope that that would open up the conversation and would hopefully allow both parties to have a more civil conversation, and they might end in both sides learning something. And I also was picturing the comments that I view very often online now that often generalize and assume something, and they seek to bash the other person and often put them into a submissive point, and they don't leave any room for them to respond. So that's what I was referring to. I obviously should have clarified more. I'm referring to the things that I see in my life, and obviously that's very different from something that someone of color sees in their lives. And I definitely should have clarified that, and I'm really sorry that I didn't, because I ended up hurting a lot of people, and that was not my intention. It's really the opposite. I was hoping that my message would end in less hurt overall, which clearly was not the case. So again, of course, I'm not saying in extreme circumstances where someone's actual safety or well-being is being threatened. I just mostly see white women attacking other white women for not being woke enough or not being a good enough social justice warrior. And that's what I was mainly trying to address, which again, I should have clarified. I also want to clarify that I don't mean all opinions deserve your respect. There are plenty of opinions that are horrible and hateful and do not. But I think oftentimes online, especially, again, this is from my perspective, people like to jump to conclusions. And what I think I was trying to get at is that as much as possible for you, as much as possible for you in your given mental state, emotional state, physical state, that goes for everything. Like, I don't mean in extreme circumstances. If at all possible, just to try and view that person as a person, see them as human and see them for all the mistakes that they will make and are possibly making at that time, and for everything that they've had to go through. They have their own unique story just like you do. And maybe they say something you don't agree with, but I think in many cases they would still deserve some basic respect, like basic human respect. Again, I pray that people won't take this to the extreme. I'm not talking about racist acts or sexist acts or discriminatory acts. I'm, of course, talking to both sides of the political spectrum and everyone in between. It's very upsetting to me and was never my intention to make any person of color feel unsafe on my platforms. I recognize that I'm in a very privileged position, and I don't have to experience so many terrible, fucked up things that someone of color might have to deal with in their life. If I have made you feel unsafe here, I'm very, very sorry. As for the turning off my comments on the YouTube video, like she mentioned, many of the comments were very eye-opening and helpful, and I appreciated their opinions and what they had to share. However, there was also quite a lot that were simply attacking and leaving no room for conversation, and the comment section became a very dark place very fast, and I just felt like I had no choice but to turn it off. And as a gentle reminder, like everyone else, I am human. I make a lot of mistakes, as we've all seen, and I'm also susceptible to hate, and it does get to me. So I just felt at that point I had no other choice, because it was getting like pretty aggressive, and I just couldn't handle it, I guess is the right way to put it. Like, I'm still human, and yeah. So, and as for the book that I shouted out, again, like I said in the episode, he's very controversial, and I don't agree with many of the things he believes, like most of them, but I still heard him on a podcast and thought some of the book sounded interesting, and I read a few chapters. Some of it was interesting, and then I had to stop reading because I didn't agree with a lot of things he was saying. But I just think that goes back to my point again, like, if at all possible, given your mental state, physical state, emotional state, if you're able to expose yourself to differing opinions and just open yourself up to that, then that allows you to form your opinions and beliefs even more, and allows your own morals to be stronger because you've heard from other people who say things that you don't agree with. So that's kind of what I meant to say when I suggested that book. I'm very sorry if it was taken in any other way. I'm not endorsing him as a great guy or anything. That's not what I was trying to do. So I hope this might clear some things up for people listening. And again, I want to let any Black, Asian, Latina, Muslim, queer, trans listeners, and anyone else that I might have not mentioned, that I love you and I really do want you to feel loved and empowered here. That's the whole point of this podcast. I want to empower everyone, and I apologize from the bottom of my heart if I didn't make you feel that way. I want everyone to feel loved and accepted for who they are. And yeah, I'm just really sorry. But again, I just want to give the gentle reminder that I am human and I'm trying and I make mistakes, and we all do. We all make mistakes. And that again goes down to the point that I was trying to make, is we all make mistakes. We're all learning. We're all human. We all fuck up. And with whenever possible to try and show compassion to someone, because you know that they're a human and they make mistakes just like you do. That's what I was trying to say. So I'm really sorry again if it was taken to hurt you and you were hurt by it. Yeah. Okay, how was your day, Sag?
It was good. It was fine. It was long.
All your days sound like that.
Especially recently, yeah.
Why
it's
recently?
It's been a grind, man. We're just trying to grow this company, you know, as fast as possible. We had a couple of setbacks in October.
Facebook is being a little bitch.
Yeah, for any of you guys that advertise on Facebook, probably relate, but due to the elections and like what happened in 2016 with Cambridge Analytica and all the, foreign interference with people running Facebook ads to get Donald Trump elected. Facebook, like this year, they like cracked really hard down on all advertisers and like dialed up their algorithm to basically like disable a bunch of ad accounts so that they could be put in manual review. And then they did that to like probably thousands of accounts, and then they overloaded their support. So like we were down for like 3 weeks. And
yeah, and they didn't do shit. They were posting dental ads and they got taken down.
Yeah.
And it just, it's so like ridiculous. Like they took down their business overnight for no fucking reason. And then there was no support. I'm like, what?
Yeah, there was
Facebook.
No support. And then, but
come
like
on.
The one nice thing though is Facebook did hire like, I think I read like 35,000 employees to like handle the support.
Well, that's good.
So like now when you put in a support ticket, you get hit up by like four different people, like making sure that it's like done.
Oh, that's
so it's
good.
Like, it is a huge improvement.
And they always call me for some reason. My phone number is the one. So every time there's a crisis, it's like, hey, Sage, it's Jen from Facebook. Just wanted to see how things are going. And I'm like, what? I'm like, she called me again, and there was one day that shit was going down, and I got like 10 calls from someone from Facebook.
Yeah.
So that was funny. But
advertising on Facebook is a beast.
But things are better now?
Yeah, it's starting to get better. Yeah. Well, I mean, we got our ads back on a couple weeks ago.
That's good.
Time around the holidays is always kind of weird, though, because you got people that are like, oh, I'll wait till after the holidays, and then...
Yeah, I would think it'd be the opposite. Like, I would think people would want to close a deal, like, or some
people do
get shit popping before the end of the year.
Yeah, some people do.
Like, that's how I would want to be.
Yeah, and then we also push, like, the tax write-off angle, so that works for some people.
Oh, yeah.
But then other things, too, is, like, a lot of dentists operate on, like, a really, like, tight budget.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, usually by the end of the year, like, if they're kind of a noob, they, like, have a depleted marketing budget. So, like, I don't have any marketing budget to spend, even though it's, like, that's just stupid, but that's a real thing. So
yeah, well, fascinating stuff.
Yeah, super fascinating. We just hired a bunch of new people, so that's exciting.
Oh,
that's
fun. You hired one Heaney, right?
Yeah, I know. I guess I don't know. I wouldn't qualify her that.
Well,
I mean, call her that. She can self-identify that. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
He gets nervous because now we have a crossover. But a while ago I posted on my Instagram that they were hiring and there was three different positions, and he ended up hiring someone from my Instagram post that like has watched my videos before.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty sick.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how it works out.
Like when I have my cafe, like definitely going to be hiring from the Heaneys first, like whenever there's any opportunity to, you know.
Yeah, we got a lot of really good applicants, and I got to meet a lot of cool people that followed you.
Yeah, that do you got a lot you. Of applicants.
Yeah, we got a lot of applicants. Which is good. Can't hire them all, can't but I did enjoy all. Talking to them all.
Yeah, everyone, I could tell because he was interviewing in the room next to me a lot of the time, and I could hear when it was a Heaney because they're like, hey, like they're just all so nice and sweet sounding.
Well, yeah, it's funny because like the girl we hired, she like didn't want me to know.
Yeah, but, of course.
And like, I totally respect that. And yeah, she was. I forget exactly how it came up,
but you then, were like, "How'd you find about the job?"
Or hear
about
yeah,
the job
she's or like, "I was like, oh, you already knew. Oh, I know where you came from. Okay,
yeah, which I understand because it's kind of like, because then you know that they know a lot about you instantly,
potentially.
So that's kind of like can be weird, but that's okay. Anyway, very exciting stuff. They're growing a lot. Serp Dental taken off. What are we? We're doing something kind of fun this weekend. Or exciting, I guess, for our dull lives.
Yeah, we're going to pick
most
up my brother.
Excitement we've had in years, in months.
Well, we're going to pick Sawyer up in Portland.
From college.
He's done with his first semester of college.
Woohoo! So now he officially has done the same amount of school as you have, babe.
Oh, wow. No, not true.
Not quite. He still has like a month, right?
No, but also, well, yeah, he does. But I also went to all the military schools and stuff.
Okay. But he also went to Running Start, so.
Okay, well then in that case, he's got like a year and a half ahead of me.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to go pick up Sawyer, a.k.a. Bean, from Portland, from Lewis and Clark College. And what else is exciting that's happening tomorrow?
We're getting a new truck.
Yeah. We're getting a new truck. Sage just couldn't take it anymore. I would make fun of his small bed and emasculate him because he had a smaller bed than Stetson, and so
oh my god,
now we got a bigger truck. But actually
the real reason we got a new truck is because really that bed is too small.
It's too fucking small. Yeah. It can't fit anything, so like it wouldn't even, whenever we had to pick up something that needed the truck, we had to call Stetson, our friend, to bring his truck too, because Nick or someone we couldn't fit it
or take four
in
loads.
The truck or take yeah silly. Exactly. So it's like, if you're gonna have a truck, might as well be able to haul. Like it couldn't fit a mattress, which I think is the bare minimum of what you should be able to put in a truck bed. So yeah, he ordered a Toyota Tundra. It's in cement gray, and yeah, it's going to be pretty sexy.
Yeah, I'm excited. Cool.
It's a very manly truck, which I like that. And he just got some like new car, or I got a Carhartt jacket, which is exciting. But you also have some like Carhartt-y things. So now I'm just picturing you like wearing Carhartts in your sexy man truck. And I'm really loving the image.
There you go.
I used to think that like men in suits would be like my biggest turn on, but it's not. It's when you're wearing your Carhartts. It's men in Carhartts. Like working clothes, like kind of dirty. They smell like, what's
sawdust.
It?
Sawdust.
Yeah, thank you. You knew what I was going to say. Yeah, it smells like sawdust, like a little grease here and there. God, I love it. It's so sexy. Anybody with me on that, ladies? Ladies and gents? Yeah, so love that for me.
And then the other thing that we're doing, I think, is the main thing, right?
No, Sawyer was the main thing.
Oh, Sawyer was the main thing? Oh, we're also having a bonfire on Saturday.
Yeah, at the farm.
The family and stuff. Mm-hmm. I think we're like pressing apples too.
Yeah, very wholesome fall activities. We're going to, because there's like one or two trees left that have some apples on it at your mom's farm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, she's got like buckets of them.
Yeah. So we're going to press them.
Yeah.
Make apple cider.
Yeah.
Nice.
Applesauce,
apple cider, apple butter. And then, yeah, have a bonfire and burn some shit because...
Hell yeah.
Sage also got a chainsaw. Really manly things happening over here in
the
Sage
chainsaw,
territory.
That was the highlight of the month, I think.
Yeah, it's chainsaws a nice chainsaw.
Chainsaws are pretty awesome. You know, if you have one, you know what I mean.
He's very enthusiastic about his chainsaw, so he cut down a lot of stuff that we're going to burn this weekend.
Yeah. What's new with you, Rainey?
That's a loaded question. Well, I deleted Instagram for a while. It's been a week, I guess you could say.
A week? It's been a pretty fast week.
It has been a fast week. All the weeks are flying by. Yeah, well, a lot of you guys probably already follow me on my Finsta and are aware of what happened. I tried to make a video to kind of try and defend myself, I guess. and I was a bit defensive in it, more than I probably should have been, because I kind of was at my wit's end, which, yeah, I don't know. I should have written out things before I did that video, because I ended up making things a lot worse, which was not my intention. I was hoping to make things better, and yeah, I don't really know what else to say. Just like, I think a lot of you guys that listen know me, and you know my heart, and you know that I want everyone to have amazing opportunities and everyone to thrive, like regardless of their sex, gender, race, preferences, anything. And yeah, so I don't really know what else to say. I've been reading a very fascinating book that I would recommend everyone read. Like, actually, everyone should read it. If there is one book that I think our generation needs to read, it's this one. It's called The Coddling of the American Mind by Greg Lukianoff and Jonathan Haidt. I don't know how to spell it. Yeah, it's really, 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 really good. And it just kind of talks about why we're so divided these days and why there's such a, why things are so heightened, I guess, is a good way to put it. And it all stems back to college campuses, actually.
Yeah, they're two professors.
Yeah, it's written by two professors. It's really, really, really interesting. Very well done. They're professors, so, like, the, you know, the whole thing is cited and factual and very interesting. So, yeah, I would really recommend everyone read this. I think it could open a lot of people's minds and just give better perspective as to maybe even why I've said some of the things that I've said in videos. And I still believe that we should all be compassionate and understanding wherever possible, no matter what the other person's opinion is and belief is, within reason. Whether or not you agree with it, yeah. within reason. Like, for instance, if you are having dinner with your great uncle or something, and he says something that you don't agree with, like, instead of just saying, like, fuck that guy, I'm never come to family dinner again, like, whatever, you know, having an open conversation and trying to figure out why he thinks the things that he does, where he's coming from, and then hopefully he will want to do the same with you, and hopefully you can come to a better understanding. That's literally all I meant. And within people on Instagram, too, the comments, it's just, you know, trying to understand where someone's coming from, because, like I said in my video, which there's a reason why people have the opinions that they do. They don't just come out of nowhere. There's a reason why they have them. Lots of different factors contribute to them, to that. Their upbringing, their environment, just their parents, their friends, their something that happened to them.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many things that contribute. And even if you don't like their opinion, like, that's your opinion. You have the right to feel that like that. Just because you don't agree doesn't mean that, you know.
There's also a fine line between, like, what's right and wrong and what's you disagree with.
Yeah.
And that's where people really get lost in, like, disagreeing with somebody on something, like, political is one thing, but when you start, like, putting that same person into a bucket with a bunch of other things that are, like, very clearly, like, not moral and not ethical, then, like, that's totally different, and that's not okay to do that, because it's not the same thing.
Yeah, that's a really good point. That's a lot. They talk about that a lot in this book, like, lumping people together, and kind of what I talked about in my Finsta video, if you guys saw that, like, the us versus them. I didn't convey it well, because, again, I should write these things out. Sage always watches it. He's like, you fucked yourself. Like, why do you say that? You need to write these things out. Because I always have the best of intentions, but I just don't. I try to be too neutral sometimes in some ways that it fucks me over, because it leaves a lot of room for interpretation.
Yep.
But I don't want to stomp on anyone's, like, beliefs one way or another. That's people have said that's why they like my podcast, because I try to keep it open for everyone to come with their own stuff. But
yeah, but it's hard to do that when people are asking you to say something.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you start polarizing, and then it's not what you're here to do. So
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, anyway, I just want to be an uplifting place on the internet, and that's my mission, and I know a lot of you guys are down for that, and it doesn't mean that I don't care about these things. Like, it doesn't mean that. Maybe you should talk about how much these things affect me, because people think that they don't.
Yeah, they really do affect you. I mean, like, the comments really get to you sometimes and it makes you very emotional, because you feel like you can't win no matter what you say. And I know that your heart is pure and your intentions are good. And so, yeah, it's difficult to watch you go through that. What?
Yeah, I said, well, you have to say that because you're my husband.
No, I don't.
Okay.
But, I mean it.
Yeah.
Everybody that knows you feels the same way.
Yeah, that's why I wish I could just talk to people in person. Like, all of this, I don't want to be on social media that much anymore at all. Like, I've deleted my Instagram for the week and for the last couple weeks on and off, and it feels so fucking good. Like, I've literally never felt better. My mood is 100 times better when I don't have Instagram on my phone. Like,
I deleted my Instagram back in,
yeah, I know, like, you're ahead of the curve.
Like, when COVID started hitting, I was like, I don't need to be on this. I'm out.
Yeah. And it's so nice. But anyway, I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm not, like, I don't want to be on social media as much at all anymore. Like, I really don't plan to be on it very much on my day-to-day life. And when I do pop on it, I want to only be there to uplift and bring positivity and, like, and that's the only time I want to go on there. Like, I don't plan to be on it at all. So, does that make sense? I'm not really going to be on it. And when I do, it's going to be for uplifting stuff.
Yeah.
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 But, yeah, Monday was a rough day. Rough day. I handled it better than last time, slightly. But, yeah, Monday was a rough day. I had to film that day, as always. I always have to fucking film on the days where everything goes to shit, which is hard. But I ended up going to the liquor store at like 3 p.m. and I made 2 whiskey sours and then finished filming. And then I hung out with Catherine, my best friend, the next day in the morning, and we just talked about our feelings and sat by the waterfront in her car. It was very nice. But anyway, yeah.
Enough about that.
Enough about that. What else is new? Are you excited for Thanksgiving? It's kind of freaking crazy that Thanksgiving's next week.
Yeah.
And we're having our parents over here. Well, my parents, your mom and your brother. And
yeah, freaking Ranger.
So yeah, freaking Ranger. So I'm, you know, hosting, which is very exciting for me. It's my first Thanksgiving as a host.
No pressure.
And wife. So
and wife.
Is it my first Thanksgiving as a wife? No.
Together?
It? Yeah.
No, we've had two already.
Second. Oh right. Three. I don't know. It's been a blur. But I don't know what the heck I'm gonna make, and I also really don't like our dining room at the moment. It's the one room, not the one room, but the room that has no progress since we moved in. We just slapped our old kitchen table in there and didn't put any art on the walls, and there's a dying fern in the corner.
Oh my God.
And I just don't.
So dramatic.
I know I am dramatic, but it's not a vibe in there. It's not. It's simply not a vibe. And so my mission is to make it a vibe before next week.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So definitely need to get some buffet type of tables or side tables. So we can have food on there, because even your mom was like, you really need some side tables. So I was like, I agree, Anne.
Yeah.
What else? Maybe some curtains. That would be nice. He's like, please no. Please no more house projects.
Yeah.
What else is new? I'm trying to think of anything.
Got our snowboarding passes.
Oh, yeah.
Tearing it up on the mountain.
My second time ever shredding the gnar.
Yeah, but I'm actually gonna like get you up there more this time.
Yeah, well, because last time we had Henry as a baby puppy, so yeah, couldn't leave him alone.
Yeah, and it was a super late season too.
Yeah, so
and COVID, it was just a bad season last year.
Yeah, I'm excited. So how does that work exactly with COVID? With the passes?
They make you do reservations. So like, because we got the epic passes, so we gotta like reserve ahead of everybody else, which I don't know if it really makes a difference, but I think it's just an incentive to make you buy the pass early. But you reserve,
so there's a limited amount of people on the mountain.
Yeah, basically. So I reserved like every weekend in December, and then like one week in January, like a day in January, like beginning, like first week.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, it's all socially distanced anyway, and we're all outside.
Yeah.
With our own freaking, like...
With a buff, like, with a mask on and goggles, so it's, pretty silly.
I'm excited. It was fun. I hope I don't suck.
Well, you might suck.
I mean, I'm sure it'll take me a second. But, excited about that. I don't know if there's anything else to update or talk about. I've been really enjoying TikTok recently because I deleted Instagram, and so I've just been on TikTok. Mm. Really TikToking it up. I love TikTok. It's just a very fun, positive place. My feed is all animal videos and funny videos, mostly animals.
Yeah.
And that's about it. I just really like it. Let's answer some questions. Here's a good one to start with. What is a belief or moral you share that you would not waver on? Should we say it on three?
No, that's hard.
No, just say something on three. Okay.
Oh, wait, I haven't. What?
What's a moral belief that we both agree on, like strongly, that we share?
Okay.
One, two, three. Respect.
Raising your kids right.
Okay.
Respect.
Respect.
Kids should respect. Have respect.
I really thought we were going to get that. Are we not as meant to be as I thought?
No.
Damn it. Raising your kids right. I mean, yeah, but I wouldn't. Okay, whatever. But what
if... That's just one. She didn't ask, or he didn't ask, like, what's the number one?
Yeah, okay. I just really Nothing thought we were in sync. We were looking at, we were making eye contact, and I thought we were going to nail it, but we didn't.
Well, we could have cheated.
Yeah. One, two, three.
Say respect.
Respect. yeah, I think that's respect.
Yeah, that's huge, especially these days, man. Yeah. A lot of people don't have a respect for anybody.
Any bunny.
Any bunny.
Any bunny. No freaking respect for anybody. Any bunny. do you guys think drunk words are sober thoughts? Yes.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I think so.
Stetson comes to mind. I used to be the guy.
Can you tell that story?
I mean, I guess, yeah, we were all camping, sitting around the fire. I don't know if we were all there, but it's just like, no. I just remember you, me, Stetson, and then Stetson's like staring
at the
fire.
He was wasted. Gonzo.
Yeah, he was trash.
Glazed eyes completely.
And then he looks over at me and he's like, you know, I used to be the guy, but now I'm the man.
Out of nowhere. It was amazing.
I was like, oh, dude. I totally get what you're saying. You're totally talking about work right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
I didn't know that it was about work.
Yeah.
I used to be the guy. Now I'm the man. I love that. So, yeah, definitely drunk words are sober thoughts.
Yeah.
I just get really, like, mushy and emotional and, like, tell everyone how much I love them. So I would say that's sober thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
How do you two feel about threesomes? And do you guys ever drunk fight?
No. Drunk fight?
No. We don't fight ever, really. But, no, we don't drunk fight. I turn into a mush ball, and Sage just gets a little, like, funny, I would say, when you're drunk.
Just a little funny.
Just a little. Like, a little
not
more,
very,
like,
though.
A little more extroverted, a little more, like, sassy. Like, you go, hey, hey, like, some shit like that. What? Like, you always say, you're just more extroverted.
Yeah, yeah, sure, yeah, I guess. We don't fight, drunk fight.
No. Anything, we just have sex more. Hey-o.
Yeah.
He yawns. That old topic.
That old topic.
How do you two feel about threesomes?
I'm down.
Yeah, we know. I mean, you know, I've talked about this a lot in the sex episodes, but I'm sure it'll happen at some point. I kind of liked the story Emma told in the last sex episode, if you guys haven't heard it, where the girls got tied up and the boys went at it and they didn't swap partners, but they were just next to each other. It's kind of hot. Kind of like that better because it's like, you're not swapping, you still, you know, I like that idea. What helps you get inspired and motivated when you're in the trenches, brother? Thanks, XOXO.
Is that your brother?
No. Oh, no.
That sounds like something Drew would say.
Yeah. My brother is in the trenches right now.
What keeps you inspired when
and
you're
motivated.
In the trenches?
Yeah. In the trenches, mate.
Yeah, I mean, shit. It definitely has felt like being in the trenches lately.
Yeah, 2020 is one big fat trench.
one big fat
fucking muddy ass, swampy ass trench.
Yep. Or just one trench after another.
Oh, boy. I don't know enough about war to know about that.
I mean, different things, different days motivate me. Freedom, financial freedom.
Jesus.
Financial freedom.
Okay, freedom. Marco.
Started singing the national anthem.
Oh, say, can you see?
I mean, I don't know. Like, these days, like, a lot of, like, motivation, like, comes from, like, the team. Like, I have to make sure that the company.
Gotta show up for them.
Gotta show up for them, yeah. Like, they have families and, you know, they have bills to pay. And so if the company doesn't exist, they're out of a job.
Yikes. Okay, but. Can you advise on a broader scale?
Yeah, for sure. So, like, I would just really dig deep on, like, what you want to achieve in life and then kind of, like...
What your why is.
Yeah, what your why is. And then just kind of, like, reverse engineer kind of how you get there and then kind of set your goals and then, you know...
Go after it.
Go after
it. Well...
Like, you have to be, like, honest with yourself because, like...
Yeah.
I know when I was, like, starting my, like, entrepreneurial journey, cringe... like a lot of guys I was with were like, oh, I want a Lamborghini and I want a flashy car. And I was like, yeah, I want that too. And then I was like, that doesn't actually motivate me at all.
Yeah. It's nice, but it's not like a motivator.
Yeah. 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 So like, you just have to actually really, truly figure out like what
actually matters to you in your heart.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter. Like whatever you want. If you want a flashy car, fuck yeah.
Yeah, and that really motivates you.
Yeah, do it.
You wanted one since you were 8 years old because your great-grandpa from Italy had one or whatever. Where are they from?
What, Lamborghinis? Yeah. I think Italy.
Lamborghini.
Someone will definitely.
Yeah, so yeah, that's good advice. For me, when I'm in the emotional trenches, brother, XOXO, getting off my phone, reading inspirational books, meditating... Oh, I just heard about, if you guys listened to the last episode with Sophia Rose, Insight Timer, free app. It's a free app with over like 45,000 different meditations.
Wow.
So that's pretty good. Pretty good tip. I just downloaded that. Honestly, yesterday I did a collage. I did like two vision boards or mood boards for the cafe. And that was really nice. So I feel like if you're in the trenches, you could just... make a really vibey room, light some candles, turn on some music, get your Pinterest board up or Tumblr or whatever it is, your save photos on Instagram, print them out, make a collage, just like with anything that you dream about that will inspire you and motivate you. It could be something super simple, like whatever it is that'll just get you excited and kind of like out of a funk or just out of the funk and able to look like into the future for whatever it is you want. That's, yeah. We're basically saying the same thing. Mine's just a lot more like, la di da. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fruity.
The other thing, like exercise, that always helps me.
Yeah, except the gyms are fucking closed now. Oh, yeah. So that sucks. But,
listen to some hardcore metal.
Yeah, he listens to metal. And then when we get back in the truck from the gym, it's like, rah, 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 rah. Like, we get back and I'm like, whoa. I listen to like EDM. Or I just have my...
I'll mix it up. I'll do like a rap day, an EDM day, but yeah.
I like your rap days because I like rap too, but
yeah.
The metal is a bit much for me. And then I listen to my like Melissa Wood Health meditation. She's like, and deep breath and stretch. Really show up for yourself. Be present in the moment. Sage is like, rah! Fuck you!
Yeah.
You know, whatever it takes. Oh, did Sage always have a fashion sense, or was this something you slowly influenced through the years? Dude, people think you're styling, baby.
No, they do not.
She literally said that. So what? I love that.
All right, here's a fun fact for everybody. I get dressed in the dark, and I literally grab what comes out of the drawer, and I put it on. And sometimes I get in the office, and I'm like, oh. I'm wearing this shirt today. Or like the other day, I was like, I wonder what shirt I'm wearing. Check my sweatshirt.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that, but.
Well, I don't think they see those outfits. I think they mean like when you're, you know, looking good out on a date night or whatever.
Because
you have nice clothes.
Yeah. I just have impeccable taste, I think is what it is.
You were born with it, you might say.
I was born with it, you might say.
It runs in your veins.
I can't live without it.
Impeccable fashion.
Yeah.
Doesn't have anything right to do. Yeah, he's wearing a SERP dental shirt, t-shirt, because, you know, gotta rep the company, with a military belt.
That's just not a military belt. I mean,
yeah, it is.
It's just a belt.
But where'd you get it?
From Segura?
From the military.
No, I didn't get this from the military.
Well, it looks like you did.
Well, okay then.
And then you're wearing, like, nice stretchy slacks.
Yeah, these are my casual slacks.
Yeah, you wear those a lot. They must be comfortable. Yeah.
Yes.
But he's usually wearing a Serp dental shirt more than 7 days.
If you're gonna wear a brand on your t-shirt, might as well be yours.
Hey. Okay, but really though, does your fashion sense have anything to do with perhaps your wife?
Yes, 100%.
Just wanted to, you know, see
if you got that cred. Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it is. I don't really like shopping either. I really despise it.
He really hates it. And then every like 6 or 7 months, he's like, okay, I think we have to go. And then I just like pick everything out, tries it on, and then we leave with like 2 bags of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I mean, when we were dating, he would wear snowboard.
In high school?
In high school. Snowboard outfits to school with Crocs.
Talk about your outfits in high school.
Okay. They were very on trend for the times, honey. But yeah, I know. We've come a long way. But, I mean, you know it looks good. And, like, nice clothes look really good on you because you look like a model. Hashtag Greek God.
Just
hyping you up. But really, though, you do look good in clothes. So, it's fun to dress him. And at like this point, monkey. I mean, we've been together for so long and we've lived together for a long time. And I pick out all his clothes. So, like, his closet is heavily curated and it looks really good. So, yeah.
Heavily curated.
But, yeah, I definitely would say it's something I've slowly influenced over the years.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh. I don't know if you can answer this. Part two, what's the most valuable thing you carry that may differ from others?
Like metaphysical, spiritual.
Oh, wait. I didn't read the first part.
Tangible.
Okay, part one. Considering you both had alternative, more liberal upbringings, what's the most valuable thing you carry that may differ from others?
I mean, that's a good question, but yeah, I don't really know if I have an answer for it. Like what? Like.
I feel like I could say things for you that I've observed.
Okay, go.
You just know a lot about a lot of things, and you have like a really big appreciation for nature and plants and like wildlife and vegetables, and like you love, like you and your dad go mushroom hunting and you like learn all about the mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And you just know a lot about a lot of stuff. I don't know, like you know what, if I point at a tree on the side of the road, you probably know what it's called, and you just have an appreciation for nature and animals. You have a big appreciation for animals.
That's the question?
No, I don't know. I'm just trying to think.
Oh, I was like, that doesn't seem at all like the question.
I know. I'm just trying to think, though. I mean, mine would just be like seeing love in everyone. That's what I would say from my parents.
Yeah.
Because they really do that. Seeing God in everyone, as they say.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think your appreciation for the earth.
Yeah.
I think that would be yours.
So. Okay.
And mine would be seeing love and like God in everyone.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Gosh, that was hard. Making us go deep here. Ooh. Oh my God. What are your spirit animals? My boyfriend is Big Goose Energy. Or gecko. Wait, okay, I love Big Goose Energy. I want to know what that is.
Geese can be pretty
Geese
pretty
can be aggressive. Yeah. I need to take my sweatshirt off.
They also mate for life, so fun fact.
Oh, geese mate for life?
Yeah.
See, like I said, appreciation for nature and the earth. He knows a lot about random shit.
I don't know what my spirit animal is, though. I think I did it a long time ago when we did a potlatch at the Waldorf school.
Exactly, your upbringing. Let's talk about this. What's a potlatch? Want to set the scene?
Potlatch is like, traditionally it's like when you get a bunch of tribes together.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like a potluck. You get a bunch of tribes together and...
Like Native American tribes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they do like games and like some ceremonies and stuff. And my teacher was, I don't remember her tribe, but she was Native American, which was cool.
Oh, that's cool.
So she was like super into it and made it like extra cool. And then like... So what they do is, like, I think it's in fourth grade. So, like, all the fourth grade Waldorf schools from around the region come to...
Oh.
They went to Whidbey.
Oh, really? Every year?
Yeah, I think every fourth grade.
Dang.
They might not always go there. They might go different places. I don't remember.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
So what was your spirit animal?
I don't remember.
Oh.
I think it was, like some small, like, cat or raccoon or some shit like that.
Oh.
A bobcat, I think.
Bobcat?
Yeah.
Can you take like a test for it online, maybe?
I'm sure.
I don't know.
Lots
but what? Let's see. What do you think mine is?
Like a hummingbird.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. I really like hummingbirds. You said that really fast. You've been thinking about this.
I thought actually that was your spirit animal.
Oh, maybe.
Or is that your dad's?
I don't know.
Hmm.
What's yours? Yours is like a bear, honestly.
Cool. I like bears. They're cool.
Yeah. Very, very like solid. Like you're getting food to prepare to hibernate for winter and make sure you got enough preparing. And you're like, seems pretty gentle and like seems like a family guy. But then if someone fucks with you, you're going to destroy them.
Hmm.
So, and very fuzzy and you just look really cuddly for the ones you love.
Hmm.
I think that's a good analogy. What do you think?
Yeah, pretty good.
Why am I a hummingbird?
You're just all over the place.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. You like sweet things?
I knew you were going to say that. I fucking knew you were going to say that. sugar water.
Sugar water. Yeah.
That's it? I'm all over the place and I like sweet things?
Yeah.
How lovely.
Yeah. No, you're more like a cat, honestly.
A cat?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Cats can be kind of mean.
Yeah, you're not mean. A cat's not the right... You gotta come back to me.
No, no. Think.
Think.
Use your Waldorf brain. He just started shaking his head like, can't think.
Maybe like a big cat. Like a big cat. Because like you're kind of like, for lack of a better word, like, well, yeah, you're sexy, but kind of like fancy and like kind of like...
like elegant?
Yeah, but like...
Beautiful.
Yes, honey, yes. Let's go to the next question.
Oh, damn it. I wanted to know what about this.
I don't know.
Like, what kind of big cat? Like a jaguar?
Like a panther. You're also wearing black clothes. That might be influencing my subconscious
Might be. Okay, here's another good one. Who's more annoying and why?
Rainy, for sure.
Yeah, it is me. Not even going to pretend like it's not. I'm definitely more annoying.
We'll go like a whole car ride and she'll talk the whole time.
What were we doing the other... Oh, we were tiling the bathroom in the...
Oh, yeah, Jesus Christ.
The bathhouse. And I didn't have my phone and there was no music and we were just doing
it. We were just working. She wouldn't shut up. And she's like, do you always work in silence? I was like, yeah.
I'm like, your brain can just be like silent for this long? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, la, da, da, like singing all different kinds of songs and like... Just wanting to talk, like, so, how's it going? Like, what's new? Talk about your feelings. Like, and then I sing another song. What? There was one song I kept singing over and over that day.
Don't sing it. Don't sing it.
Oh.
I know the name, but I don't know how it goes. And I don't want to remember.
Okay. See, obviously.
There's a Paramore song, but I don't want to hear it. Don't sing
it. Okay. You should see his face. He's like, please, for the love of God. So, yeah, clearly I'm more annoying, but I honestly do it on purpose a lot of the time because he's so quiet and I just have to be like that girl in, what's that movie? Despicable Me, where she's like, is this annoying? Like,
yeah,
that's me.
Yeah, that's like, you.
Do you find this annoying?
Yeah.
That's literally me. I'm like, so, hey, how's it going? Hey, buddy. Hi. Like, give him kisses. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. Clearly, it's not that annoying. You haven't left me yet. I think you'd just be like silent all the time.
Oh, probably, yeah.
Yeah. Would you ever move out of the U.S. together? If so, where?
Not for long term, but yeah, maybe temporarily.
Yeah, like the idea of that, I'm super down. But realistically, I doubt that'll happen. But maybe.
No, I don't think it would ever happen.
Yeah. But I'd love to. Just for a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, these days, I mean, you could go live somewhere for a couple months on a visa.
Yeah, same. I think it'd be really cool to take our kids, like, when they're young and bop around.
I'm a pretty big fan of this country, so.
Yeah, I know. Well, we're not going to leave, but, I mean, for a little bit. We also both like traveling.
Yeah.
So. Someone asked, how's your mental health lately?
That's fine. It's fine.
Everything's fine. How's my mental health lately?
A roller coaster of emotions.
Yeah. I mean, it's been better. Today was good. Today and yesterday were pretty good days.
That's good.
But, yeah, it's rough out here. I was telling Sage, like, sometimes I feel like this is really dramatic, but sometimes I want to talk and I can't say what I want to say. So I feel like I'm, like, being strangled. Like, not... actually
but I feel like someone's like has a hand up to my throat and I can't say what I want to say. Does that make sense?
Not really. Do you want, you don't want to say, like, you don't know how to say it?
I don't know how to say what I feel without upsetting anyone, basically.
Because
whenever I try, it just upsets people. And I'm, that's not my
intention.
You mean
like you don't know how to articulate it?
Well, that too, but
oh,
I don't know. So I just, I felt like that a lot lately, which is hard for me because I feel like how communicating is how I like connect with people.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so that's been hard for me. yeah, I'm getting lots of like hard messages and comments. It's definitely rough on the mental health, but it's okay.
You also get a lot of good ones though.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, what's y'all's Christmas budget? What gifts do you get each other?
Christmas budget.
Favorite gifts?
$3, maybe $4.
Oh my gosh. Christmas, that's a good question. What is my Christmas budget, honey?
I don't know. I haven't asked you yet what you want for Christmas. Well, except for what you told me last night before bed when I was trying to sleep. Speaking of the annoying thing.
Literally last night, we were like, he's already been asleep for like 10 minutes. I'm like, what do you want for Christmas?
That's the shit.
And I always go, when we're trying to fall asleep, I'm like, I want to hang out. I want to hang out. And he's like, we are hanging out. I'm like, no, you're falling asleep. I want to hang out. Well, so, okay, so what did I say I want for Christmas then?
You want your dream house and a Porsche.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's not realistic. But
I said, sure, honey.
God, dude, Porsches are so sexy. I've never appreciated, like, or really had a thing for luxury cars ever until now. We live kind of near a Porsche dealership, and so we drive by it, and I'm always like, holy fuck.
Yeah,
they are
cars.
Beautiful pieces of machinery. I love them. So sexy. Oh, my God. But obviously, that's down the line, but holy shit, I cannot wait. They're just beautiful. Anyway, what I realistically wanted for Christmas, though, is a new juicer.
Yeah, that's right.
The, like, Moova juicer.
Yeah.
Whatever. Because the one we have sucks, and it is, like, because I do celery juice basically every morning, except this week, because I haven't been in the grocery store. But the one that we have now, it's, like, 90% pulp and 10% juice, and so you're drinking it, and it's, like, sludgy.
It's delicious.
It's Sage is a champ. But this new juicer is supposed to be the best one. All of my favorite wellness bloggers use it.
I know.
Yeah, so that's what I want. That's like a like practical gift. I have a list of things on my phone. I made a list of like nice, high quality items that are like expensive that I am saving for like holidays and stuff.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. So there's this really nice pair of linen pajamas.
Mm.
I was gonna ask for new linens, but I already ordered them this week.
Oh.
So.
Oops.
But it was prompted because we've been staying at his mom's on the weekend, and she has the best fucking linens. I don't know if you guys knew this, but tourist placements have a thing for linens and blankets and
textiles, right?
Textiles, yeah. Like, and it's so true because, can I talk about the towels?
Yeah, okay.
So at Sage's mom's house, she has the, like, She has pretty gross towels.
She knows it, too.
She knows, yeah. We should buy her some new towels for Christmas, actually. Yeah, let's buy her, like, 25 new towels. But, so she just has really old, like, scratchy-ass, stinky-ass farm towels, and they're not great. They're less than not great. They're pretty bad. I just like fuzzy, soft, good-smelling towels, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, towels aren't...
I digress.
Aren't that great. But she has the best bed linens. Softest sheets. Impeccably clean. The bed is made perfectly. The fluffiest comforters. The fluffiest, like, truly the best bed experience you will ever have with linens. And it just doesn't, like, that doesn't correlate to me how someone can have impeccable linens and, like, stinky-ass towels. Like, to me, that seems like the same thing. But no, tourist placements love their linens and their blankets.
But not their towels.
Well, I don't know. So anyway, if you guys are any Torrens out there, let me know. But, yeah, my other friend who has a tourist placement talks about that too. So what did I even, oh, Christmas. Yeah. So anyway,
fucking tangent alert.
Yeah, sorry, tangent alert. we've been staying at her house and the linens are so nice. And so I was talking to her about it and we were all sitting around the table and I was like, yeah, cause we have one pair of sheets from Target and they're not very nice. They're just from Target, like pretty cheap. And Sage was like, what, we do? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, oh. And so then that, oh, made me think, so maybe he would appreciate some new linens too.
Yeah.
So I ordered some.
Sure thing.
What do you want for Christmas?
I don't know. I haven't really thought
about it. A new truck? You got it. Coming tomorrow. Say no more.
I don't really know. I kind of just buy the shit that I need, to be honest.
Yeah. I was going to say like working like clothes, but you already just got those.
Yeah. But maybe some hunting stuff. I'll probably ask my dad for that.
Yeah. He always hooks it up. Sage goes hunting, if you guys didn't know that. Only for pheasants.
It's the only meat I'll eat.
Yeah. It's a nice bonding experience between him and his dad. And they only kill a few. And it's only during a certain time of the year. I don't want to participate, but I appreciate the bonding experience between them. Yeah. I would be really sad if you were killing, like, a deer, for instance.
Yeah, no, I haven't gone deer hunting.
But pheasants, a little bit different to me for some reason. So
she asked what our budgets were.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Be $100.
My juicer's kind of expensive.
I don't know. We usually spend like $700 on each other.
Combined?
No, together. Combined?
Like $350 for you, $350 for me?
No, like $700 and $700.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah, I guess that's...
Really? I mean, with everything? Maybe. Okay, it just depends on the year, I guess. A couple of years we've done like...
$750. All right.
I mean, a lot of years we've just done like trips and experiences. Yeah.
Yeah.
Back when we lived in small ass New York.
Yeah. We're like, we can't fit anything in here. Okay, let's go on a trip. But I definitely ball out for Christmas for other people, like for the family and friends. Nothing more than there's nothing I enjoy more than buying presents for people for Christmas. I make it a whole thing. I get so into wrapping. I carefully select. I love Christmas shopping. It's so much fun. I already have ideas for a few family members. Now we have my mom and your mom covered for gift ideas. So that's good.
Superb.
Someone said, are you considering leaving YouTube? ? I hope not. Sad face. Am I considering it? Do I consider it on the daily? Yes. But will I do it? No. I won't.
Absolutely not.
Sage says no. Well, no, I won't. But does it give me that same vigor and vim or whatever that expression is? No, it does not. But I'm still going to keep doing it. I like doing vlogs and stuff. And I mean, the
majority of your followers
want me to upload?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why they're subscribed.
Yeah, I know. I just need a breather, I suppose. Mostly from sponsorships, which is coming. I keep saying it's coming, but it really is coming. December, I have a lot less. And then January, I only have one scheduled. And I don't want to schedule any other ones for January. So, yeah. All these things are usually like 3 months in advance or 2 or 3 months in advance. So back 3 months ago, and I was like, I'm so over sponsorships. I still have 3 months to go. So that's just how it works. But I'm excited to take a break, I think, from sponsorships. I think that's going to... make me more excited to do YouTube again and just like take a fucking breather and be creative again and just do videos that I want to do just because I want to do them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. I just feel so differently about everything on the internet now. Like, I feel like I've learned so much and like my eyes have been open to so much that I just can't go back seeing things the way they were.
Yeah.
Please read this book, Calling of the American Mind. Please read it. It's so needed right now. Everyone should read it. Every professor at school. I don't know what topic this is necessarily would be. Social studies? I don't fucking know. I didn't go to college. No. I mean, I did. I went to fake college. Yeah. Social studies, is that even a thing? That's just in high school.
No, but social studies is like a broad topic. Like they niche down.
Department or something?
I don't know.
Anyway.
I didn't go to college, really.
Yeah. Everyone should read the book. It's so good. Ooh, this is a juicy one. How have y'all gotten better in bed? You can answer for each other. LOL, I love you.
You can answer for each other. Sounds like a game card question.
I know. How have I gotten better in bed, honey?
Oh, you know. I mean, since we first started dating, definitely got more confident.
Yes.
Yeah, that is about it. I'm not embarrassed.
That's about it? You're not going to say anything else? How are we going to do a sex episode with you, me, Emma, and Stetson?
I wasn't planning on it.
Well, everyone else is.
Oh.
If you can't say the word blowjob. I think I've gotten better at blowjobs over the years. Would you agree, honey?
Yeah. I'd agree.
So bashful. He's nervous.
Okay. I'm not nervous. I just, what am I supposed to say?
Well, your honest opinion.
I don't.
More confident and better at BJs.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you gotten better in bed?
Like, you haven't.
Yeah. No. Well, ever since you read that book, it's been.
That was like 6 years ago.
Yeah, well, 6 years of straight heaven, baby. No, actually, the orgasm game lately has been insane. It just gets better and better and better and better. Literally, like, out-of-body, otherworldly orgasms.
Oh, man.
I, like, black out for a second. It's amazing. So, good job. Excellent work. Got the magic touch. I think that's it. I'm hoping that we have a more aggressive chapter of our sex life because I have a lot of new lingerie now from my Savage X Fenty haul that I just filmed today, and I was feeling quite hot in it, and so I want to wear it and have a aggressive sex time. So let me know if you can fit that in your calendar. I'll send you a Google invite promptly.
Sounds good.
I was trying on all my lingerie today, and I texted him. I'm like, are you in a meeting right now? And he's like, yes. I'm like a video with video on. And he's like, yes. And I was like, oh, damn it. And because I wanted to walk in and show him my lingerie. Thank God I didn't.
Thank God you
Who was
didn't.
It with?
Clients? No, it wasn't with clients. Goodly enough. It was with, it was like a group of agency owners. Mm. It was like a mastermind.
Hey, boys.
And women.
Hey, ladies and gents. Anyway, get yourself some nice new lingerie for the holiday season, ladies. You won't regret it. I'm doing a video with Savage X Fenty soon, and the deals are insane. So if you're thinking about buying some lingerie, they're not sponsoring this podcast. I wish they were. But if you're thinking about buying some lingerie, wait until the video because there's fat discount. 65% off.
Holy shit. 65%?
Yeah, you have to sign up for their membership, but there's no fee for the membership.
Oh, smart.
Yeah,
that girl Rihanna, she's smart.
I know, right? Yeah, so 65% off. So you can get a really cute pair of, like, a set, like, brought the ones I was showing you, brought undies for, like, $25. And they're really nice. Crazy. Yeah, I think that's enough. It's been an hour.
Yeah.
I think that's enough. Thanks for coming on again, buddy.
My sincere pleasure.
Yeah, I almost forgot.
About me.
About you. Well, I just forgot about the podcast this week.
Oh, yeah.
Kinda. But I really liked having Sophia on last week. That episode was, like, I really enjoyed that. And
you made her zucchini bread yesterday.
I did make her zucchini bread recipe yesterday. It was really good. I added some more things, and it was really good. I added raisins and cardamom. And, yeah, it was good. Sage ate the whole freaking half of the loaf in, like, one bite. When I came out today, I was hoping for another slice after I finished filming, but you ate the whole thing.
Henry and I ate it.
Mm. Oh, yeah? Blame Henry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Henry turned one. That's another announcement.
Yeah.
Last week,
he November turned 15th.
One. What a cutie pie. I made him a peanut butter cake, and it was hilarious.
Couldn't eat it.
Because it was so much peanut butter, and it was getting stuck to the roof of his mouth, and he couldn't eat it. So he was, like, slapping his tongue, and, like, the cake was flying everywhere.
He'd stick his paw into his mouth and scrape the peanut butter out of the roof of his mouth.
And then eat it out of his toes. It was gross. So gross. But, yeah, he had so much cake stuck to the top of his mouth, and then he'd, like,
never scrape doing
it
that out. Again.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. I'm like, next time you're just getting a cupcake, not a whole cake.
Yeah.
But... yeah, it was cute. So yeah, I hope you guys are having a good week. Hopefully this episode was just a chill hangout sesh with my favorite guy. Yeah, I don't really know what else to say. Thank you guys for supporting me and loving me and people sending me nice messages this last week. I really appreciate it. If you've DM'd me on Instagram, I haven't seen it because I deleted my Instagram and I don't plan on checking my DMs for a very long time. But... if you were sending me love, just know I appreciate it and love you guys. So, yeah. Anything else to say? Any last words?
Have a nice Thanksgiving.
How lovely. What a lovely sentiment.
Wholesome.
Wholesome.
Wholesome content. That's what we're here
oh,
for.
Oh, you guys have to watch Queen's Gambit. That was so good.
I'm sure they all have. It's pretty good.
Oh, and we watched the Hugh Hefner docuseries.
Oh, yeah. That was
really
very
good.
That's on Amazon.
He's done a lot of really cool shit.
Yep.
Like, a pretty cool guy. Ahead of his time.
Yeah.
Pretty
yeah.
interesting. I didn't know that. I just thought he was a creepy old man, but... He just turned into a creepy old man the rest of his life.
I don't know if he was ever really creepy, though. I think he was just like, fuck it, I'm so old. Like
Playing the part. It just creeps me out. Brand. Like, he's so old, and they were so young. Yeah. Like, how do you have sex with that?
That's a lot of Viagra.
Shrivelly old. Yeah, gross.
Yeah.
Well.
He definitely was a little out of it at the end.
Yeah. But it's really cool. I mean, the rest of it's cool. So, yeah, if you guys are interested, pretty interesting series. Queen's Gambit. Yeah. Okay.
Bye.
Ta-ta for now. I love you guys. See you next week. Thanks for tuning in. Oh, don't forget to leave a rating and review if you like this episode on Apple Podcasts. Tell your friends. Tell your mom. And yeah, see you next week. Bye. Thanks for tuning in to Acting My Age with me, Rohini Elise. See you next week.